caring, trusting, empathetic. You can expect that when you visit Dr. Brian Ullman, Dr. Abitan, and the staff at TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada. They specialize in sleep apnea, TMJ, and general dentistry. They treat adults, children, people of every age, all in a warm and caring atmosphere. Be sure to call 775-825-7200 or visit tmjreno.com. TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada, because you deserve a more healthy, vibrant life.
Whether a service of Sierra Air, you should never be uncomfortable in your own home. As a Home Comfort Club member, you're guaranteed to be their top priority. Sierra Air, serving Northern Nevada for over 30 years. Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522. Cloud cover today, snow showers off and on, highs near 40 down to the upper 20s. Overnight, mostly cloudy and mid-40s tomorrow. Coming up, the Lars Larson Show, today at 3 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Sleigh bells ring.
When the snow hits, you get school closings here first. 99.1 FM Talk.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a winter wonderland out there. Be safe. If you're out on the roads, if you're heading to work, if you're not heading to work, if you're just kind of bundled in, just be safe out on the roads. I know you know how to drive in the snow and winter conditions like that. It's just, it's always the other guy, you know. It's not quite sure. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning. Hello. Happy Wednesday. What day is it? Hump day. I always like the camel. I like Joe Camel, too. I miss him. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. What do you want to talk about today? First off, I have to apologize because I am a dink sometimes. Yes, yes, I am. So, Jan, thank you so much for getting on me yesterday. And yes, if you want to go to the meeting concerning the Christie Corporation and the building in Carson City, please know that the meeting is not at Frisch Elementary. It is at the Carson Nugget because they expect a lot of people. So it's tomorrow, 5 to 6:30, only an hour and a half. Carson Nugget, 5 to 6:30. Be a part of it. You are the community. You are the say of how you want your community to look. How you want the community to grow. It's not developers that are coming in to the community from outside. These big developers that have ties all over the world. It is your community. You are the ones who have built it. That's for everybody. That's for Carson. That's for Douglas. That's for Washoe. You are the ones who have built this community. If you believe that there is a lack of water, if you believe that there is a lack of infrastructure, well-maintained infrastructure. If you believe that houses are being built too close together, i.e. eaves touching, listening to your neighbor flush the toilet, or turning up their surround sound, what kind of community do you want to live in? Take part in these meetings. If you live in Washoe County, get on to WashoeRap.com. That follows everything in Washoe County for you. And Douglas and Clark and Lyon, and you guys need to start a site like that. It really is imperative that if If growth is important to you, smart growth is important to you, we need more sites, one in every county that's like WashoeRap.com. Go check it out for yourself. What is that? It's Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. People want to see growth. People want to see good growth, smart growth. Not just developers coming in and, let's see, bullying their way in, suing. It's the same thing with, you know, big developments like Walmart. Remember when they sued way back when? So truly be a part of the community and say something. And you can always say something at 884-9910, 884-9910. That's your live and local talk and news number to call. You can also send me an email like Jan did when I'm stupid and not paying attention to things or misreading them. Monica@991fmtalk.com. He's at it again. I know this isn't local, but it just shows you the way the world is going. One man activists. And I'm going to say man because I don't care what you call yourself. There's two genders and you ain't got nothing snipped off yet. But do you remember the guy in Canada who sued over the bikini waxers not waxing his junk? Well, he's got a new target. Yes, Jessica Yaniv, the self-styled LGBTQIA+ advocate, that's just getting even pointless to say. Now he's going after gynecologists. He is being discriminated against because he was turned away from a gynecology office. He says because he's transgender. When most intelligent people would say, no, it's because you don't have any lady parts. You don't have any ovaries. You don't have a uterus. You don't even have a hoo-hoo. So why would a gynecologist even look at you? It's mentally exhausting. It really is. And it's people like Yaniv who make it impossible, in my opinion, for true transgenders, true souls who feel that they're trapped. Well, like Jenner, Caitlin, he did the work. He got a hoo-hoo, he got tatas. Is it because he can't afford it? I'm sure the Canadian healthcare system would pay for whatever he wants. But there are people suffering with their identity, which is sad because I think everybody should be, I think, that is just my opinion. I think it's sad when people can't be comfortable in their own skin. You know, God made us certain ways for a reason. We're all beautiful in His eyes. We're all magical in His eyes. But we beat each other down so bad that people can't look in the mirror and see the beauty of their existence. Not what they should be or what they think they should be or what they feel like they are. You can't just dye your hair, put on some lipstick, and call yourself a woman and expect people to just play along. I think it's sad that this guy is doing this because he's obviously in it for the attention and for just suing people. Playing on people's sympathies. But again, that's just my opinion. You talk to the people who are truly transgender. Not like Bruce Jenner. Or Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, that's more celebrity right there. But the people who are truly going through it, who are going through the emotions, who are going through the pain and the suffering, I think because of people like Yaniv, it's just going to be harder for them. But again, self-mutilation, not being comfortable in your own skin, just live your life. Why do you care what other people think or feel about you? Just live your life. Be happy. That's what we don't have enough of. We don't have enough happiness. Just people smiling. People comfortable and happy with themselves, their lives. That's what we need more of. 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today? People who call themselves activists, who others don't really care about, but they want that attention? Do you want to talk about your elected representatives not really representing you? Not really representing your ideas, but what do you do once they're elected? What do you do? You can't let the other party have that seat. So you just keep going on with the same old, same old? We'll come back with more of that on your live and local FM talk show. Oh, yeah. Love those condos. 92.3
and 99.1 FM Talk. Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder Cub in action 2-inch air rifle.
Ooh.
We're on
the 50-yard line.
But you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah. Those killer icicles out there. Love that movie. Doesn't it usually play on one station like over and over and over? Christmas Story. So wonderful. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me on this blustery, cold day. Got snow coming down in different areas. Remember, when I mention the weather, it's just what I am seeing out my window. If it's not snowing where you're at, I'm sorry. I'm not all seeing when it comes to the weather. So we are in winter-like conditions. So be careful out on the roads. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today. But speaking of Ralphie shooting his eye out, Virginia is just, wow, a state that was basically paid for by Michael Bloomberg and all of his millions to turn the entire state liberal Democrat. They got control of everything now there, which is sad. I used to live there, and wow, that's bad. But it's a transient place. I hope the military men and women are voting because, wow. I lived in Virginia Beach, so we had, you know, Norfolk right there, the naval base. But with what they're doing, they are putting in legislation as we speak to confiscate firearms. Is this a test? Is Bloomberg seeing how far his money will go? I mean, we know, follow the money trail. So Alan Gottlieb is going to be our guest tomorrow. And he's going to break this down for us. We are in some major cases right now. You've got Remington being sued, which if that goes through and the plaintiffs win against Remington, that is going to be a game changer. You're going to have to just be buying parts and assembling your own firearms, which actually you can do now anyway, but I don't like to fuss with it. I like to just go purchase whatever I want to purchase. I mean, I could never have come up with an idea like the Judge, which I still need to get. Love that thing. But if you take away the access to purchase firearms, you are going against the Second Amendment. And if you are a politician that is going against the Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, Nancy Pelosi, then you, in my eyes, are not a legitimate politician. And why do I say legitimate? Because when you swear an oath to this country to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and whatever state you live in, Sisolak, and you violate any part of it, then you are not a legitimate politician. You're just a liar. Why would you swear an oath to something that you don't believe in? Sisolak, turning this, on the verge of turning Nevada to a sanctuary state. He's already done it to Las Vegas. Probably like Bloomberg, we're going to do just a little at a time until that cancer affects everything. So we're going to start with Virginia we're going to start with these regulations of gun confiscation. We're going to sue a major manufacturer of firearms. So we scare everybody into not making firearms anymore. Then they'll go after the people that make ammo. I mean, hell, law enforcement can't even get ammo in California now because of their regulations. Look it up. But then, like Sisolak, we're going to start down here. We're going to make a sanctuary city, and then we're going to make a sanctuary state. There you have it. That's how all this stuff turns. That's why you have to be vigilant when you're doing and participating in elections. You have to vote for the people who believe in the Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. Why do we even have the Declaration of Independence if we're just going to go back to being ruled over? We could have just stayed with Britain and see how that turned out. This isn't a game, people. I know every generation thinks that they're the life changers. They're the people where it's going to happen. But we are seriously going through major change right now that if we don't take a stand, there's no going back. There's also no going back on the fact that we are the home of Fox News at the top and the bottom of every hour. So get your calls in at 884-9910 and sit back and relax. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You got to speak out. 90, ooh, do you hear that? Getting close. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I don't know if you listen to sound bites when the news is on, but there was one earlier woman just talking about Trump and the Ukraine and how she's just getting so passionate about it. And she says, when the president demands, like, really? Do you think anybody believes you when you say that the president was demanding that the Ukraine do this? You've got half the people in the Ukraine coming forward and saying, why are you doing this? This is not what happened. It just shows how easy it is for them to lie to the American people. And why haven't, in 2 days, I mentioned Kamala Harris? Because I don't care about Kamala Harris. She was never going to be president. She's probably one of the weakest women that I've ever listened to in my entire life. You have to have some backbone and conviction if you're going to be the president of the United States of America. You may not like the way he talks because he's a little rough around the edges. But I tell you, Trump is speaking for a hell of a lot more of us than any Democrat on those debate stages. Any Democrat that I know, even locally, it's like, hold on to your convictions, could you? Speaking of which, how often do you think you should be able to have access to your elected representatives? Now, I do like it when they put themselves out there. I think this is very nice. Von Hartung is having... this is almost the malarkey tour. for Biden. I'm not crazy about this title, but Fireside Chats with County Commissioner Hartung. Whoever is doing this for him should come up with something a little bit more timely. You notice it's not straight talk with Warren Hartung. It's Fireside Chats. December 10th, March 10th, June 2nd, September 8th, and December 8th. So there's a year of dates right there. So within 365 days, there are five scheduled days there for you to meet with him. Out at the Spanish Springs Library. A lot of things going on at the Spanish Springs Library, let me tell you. But if you would like to sit down and have a fireside chat with Commissioner Hartung, then there you have it. Or you could just call his phone line directly at the commission. You got something to get off your chest? You want something answered? Log on to the Washoe County website because, well, except for Kitty Jung, all of the names, numbers, emails are all there directly for you. Don't wait until a fireside chat. I have to give Vaughn, I didn't want to say crap, but I got to give him crap. Saw him the other night at a function for the Girl Scouts, which was very nice. We were very nice to each other. But then I started talking politics. But that's the thing. You got to talk. You have to ask questions and then listen to the answer that any elected representative gives you. Listen to the response. Once again, CHAB had their meeting, the Community Homeless Advisory Board. If you don't know what CHAB is, people go to the meetings, they get back to me, and once again, nothing said and nothing done. It's just talk. Speaking of talking, 884-9910, if you'd like to call in. But we can't let elected representatives get away with that. It can't just be talk. Everybody needs to fall in the footsteps of the president of promises made, promises kept. I'm not even worried about promises. I'm just worried about progress. The problems that we continually have that aren't being addressed, that don't go away. Pat Cashel has promised to come in. I'm trying to get him for Friday. Already got a couple of special guests, actually. We're also going to have a guest from Awaken. Because you can't focus enough on human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking. It all boils down to one thing. Enslavement and torture of any age. We're also going to talk about firearms tomorrow with what Virginia is going through with Alan Gottlieb. So I'm trying to get Pat Cashel on Friday. And he promised I have my text. That's why I like conversing with people through writing, because I can point back to them. He's promised to have an honest and straightforward discussion about the shelter. And I hope nobody turns him off of that, because people need to know what's going on. The good and the bad. But more importantly, who is holding things up? That was pretty much my discussion with Hartung at the Girl Scouts event. You know, he's blaming it on the city. The city is blaming it on the county. Stop. Well, this commissioner held up this vote. This council person held up this vote. Maybe votes being held up is okay so you can get a little bit more information. But when it comes to the shelter, this has been ongoing for years. When it comes to the homeless situation, this has been going on for years. Where is the progress of those little houses for the homeless that they were raising money for back in 2017? Did that get scrapped? Are they still looking for property? I don't know. Nobody reports on these things. Not until people ask questions. Like Jeff Church. Asking questions of, why do you guarantee that a school is going to cost $60 million to build? Why do you guarantee that? And then at the end of the day, it's $89 million. Why do you say that it's going to cost $110 million to redo Hug High and get that all worked out with a new one? $110 million sounds like a lot of money, but I guess it's not in today's times, because now that's $254 million. Of your hard-earned money. I know costs are going up, but that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I know you have to have all the fiber optic cable and all that good stuff, but how are they justifying that cost increase? And why, here's a good question for you, why will the Washoe County School District not do an audit or let people see the line-by-line items? That's how people found out that WC1 money that was supposed to go for construction and maintenance was going to salaries. That's not what people voted for. But thank goodness you have people like Jeff Church out there digging into this. Because you would never know. Because once again, you know, the next time the legislature comes in, they're just going to be screaming they need more money. And Jeff had a terrific, absolute 100% on point statement the other day. We need a financial whiz as the superintendent of the Washoe County School District. Not a teacher, not one of the deputy superintendents that are already there, that are part of the problem. We need a financial genius who knows how to run a large corporation. Huh, kind of like our president's background running this country. A businessman who knows how to get things done. That's the kind of superintendent we need. So we stop hemorrhaging, not just overspending, hemorrhaging money in the Washoe County School District. Because our teachers aren't any better for it, and our kids aren't any better off for it. Those are the two groups that are suffering. Not the administration. Not the builders, that's for sure. And I'm afraid the teachers are only going to get hit harder, just like the ones in Clark County did. Yeah, remember that big 3% pay raise? If you listened to the show earlier in the year when I had the representatives from NPRI on, we explained it was all going to balance out because with what they have to put more into PERS and everything now, it's just going to be costing the teachers more. So we'll give you a little and then we'll take a lot. Will we see that up here? Yeah, probably, because they're still in PERS. Public Employee Retirement System, just in case you didn't know. Which is all messed up. Which, again, is one more thing you're paying for. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today. Want to get some retired teachers and ask them why they decided to retire at 40, 50, just because they're tired of the BS. 884-9910. It's the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. Four Big Ma tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Those are practical gifts. Practical gifts. That's what you want. Oh, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. We are in the midst of a very Merry Christmas and 2020. Do you believe it? What happened to the 90s? What happened to the 80s? I was just coasting along. All right. One of the sites that I love working with Bob Conrad and Don Dyke and Newcomb and all the great team of This Is Reno, and everybody has their difference of opinions and styles. But let me tell you, once again, your city at work. Since Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org, and others have been calling out the city for the lack of doing anything for the river situation and the homeless. Well, I guess now they're putting out $250,000, just a proposal, by the city to clean up the Truckee River. Well, this has drawn sharp responses from homeless advocates and the ACLU. Well, I don't really care about what they're objecting to. What I'm objecting to is it's $250,000 to create a new team a clean and safe team. Because the city's letting it get so bad, or has let it gotten so bad, that you can't just have regular waste management people out there. Can't have just regular city people out there. They are proposing this $250,000 to remove 60 to 80 cubic yards of waste, lumber, discarded appliances, mattresses, thousands upon thousands of used needles, and again, piles of human waste. The waste that hasn't made it into the Truckee River yet. So they need to make sure that the personnel that is doing this is safe and secure. Find a place. Let the chronic homeless who do not want to be a part of society, who do not want to be clean and sober, who do not want to seek mental health, all of these services are here and available. If they don't want to participate in society, give them a place to go that is not supplying our drinking water. Let them have a warehouse and let them live their lives, because you and I are going to wind up taking care of everything financially anyway.